Hopefully I've got the volume levels correct. And away we go. Welcome to a room filled with legends, basking in the glow of Origin victory. How are we doing, men?
Oh, mate, we've got the shield. They got nothing. Literally nothing. Zero. That's what it was.
You always rely on Pete to stick the knife in and twist it. Well, let's have a look at how our tips went from last week.
Last time, unlock it in.
The Blues locked in for this one.
In both matches. By 20 on Sunday. And, you know, I think a close one in the women's, and we'll do them by 12. Yeah, look, I pushed hard.
I'm going to lock in Queensland.
Ooh. For mine, I'm going to lock in the Blues. Thank goodness I did. Now, first of all, we have to say a big thank you to Tim because he actually engaged the universe and ensured that karma couldn't kick us by all three of us going for the Blues.
That's right. That was actually my plan. All
yeah. Well, look, technically, yeah. He sort of got it right because Friday night the Maroons ladies did get up.
Oh, there you go. Oh, where's that ding?
I think
give
I
him a ding
Blues
for that.
For
I mean, I got a ding and a brr, brr, brr.
You did.
So it's only fair.
Right, let's have a look at round 16 of the NRL Premiership. Tim, are you still on your West Tigers bandwagon last time we spoke?
No. This is, I reckon tonight's game is going to be the game of the week. Roosters v Storm.
Yeah.
McDonald's. Right.
Yeah. Roosters, you realise they're missing
Jones, yeah.
Boyd Cordner, Nathan Friend, plenty of other players, a Morris twin.
The Roosters obviously are my team, and there's no way I'm going to back Melbourne in anything.
Right.
In fact, I hope, you know, something happens to them on the way to the game. That'll also be fun.
But
maybe just the jerseys burn. No, nothing happened to the players, but the jerseys burn.
Like, while they're wearing them.
Like when I walk in. But no, I think you know, I'm going to back the Roosters on that one. They're definitely the underdog.
The thoughts of the Lock It In segment do not reflect that of Radio Hunter Valley and any of its incorporates. So you're locking in your Roosters, are you?
Definitely the underdog. We all know that. But look, it's happened before. The upset, it's been an upset season. So
it's being played tonight at McDonald Jones Stadium. So neither team is really at home.
No. Well, no, not really.
I reckon we should take a road trip.
I'd love to see that, yeah. Is it anyway? The beer will be cold.
Are they letting anybody in to watch the games, Pete?
They are there. Don't know about out west, though.
Yeah, okay.
They're not out west.
All right. I think I'll go next, and I'm going to go for tomorrow night. It's going to lock in the Parramatta Eels to defeat the Penrith Panthers.
Come on, I want to hear your thinking on this one.
Well, Penrith don't have their halfback.
And yeah, that's
talisman,
okay.
Nathan Cleary. And what's happened the last few times they played without him?
Yeah, hang on. It just wasn't without Cleary. We had seven players sit out.
Well, you don't know whether...
You might want to flop on that one.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. You just don't know.
Yeah.
Parramatta Eels, they've got to stand up and prove to Penrith at some stage that they're better than them. Maybe it's this occasion. There's not going to be anybody out there watching the game.
No, there won't be anyone there. It'll
there
be
won't
behind.
Be any of those toothless people watching their favoured sons of Penrith or
Penrith.
Well, they're not too sure if they're their sons or their daughters or whether they're brothers and sisters.
Please. Wow.
Could be cousins. They're more than likely cousins. I'm locking in Parramatta to defeat them in the pick the score game tonight, and I'm going to say 18-10 to the Parramatta side.
Wow. Look, oof. You know, Brent Naden comes back into the team. Luai and Burton in the halves. I mean, it's not... I know what you did there. Burton into the halves with him. I mean, it's a loss. It definitely is a loss. But over the next 6 weeks, we've got to be dealing with that, and I think we will. Look, I'm going to go with the Knights again.
Oh, I didn't even get a lock-off. I didn't get a lock-off.
Mate, you told me I can't take the Panthers.
I thought that would tempt you.
It was tempting. It is very tempting. But I think the Newcastle Knights on Saturday night up against the Cowboys will be too strong.
Didn't they play like 5 minutes ago? Was it not the Cowboys and Knights not that long?
Well, I didn't think it was all that long ago.
It wasn't long ago at all. And I think the Knights might have got them on that occasion as well.
Can't remember.
That's searching,
more than a day or two ago.
It was actually back at the middle of May, and sorry, the Cowboys got the Knights up in Townsville.
Yeah, but it wasn't by much, was it?
36-20.
Yeah, it was by a bit. Okay.
So, a return serve, you reckon, for the Newcastle Knights?
Yeah, but look, we've got their halfback from that night for the Cowboys is now playing for the Knights.
I say he knows exactly what they're going to do.
Exactly. And they haven't got a coach anymore.
You can't ask.
He's in isolation for 14 days.
You can't ask.
And in fact, are they going to be allowed to come and play?
Well, that would certainly help because the Knights cause.
The coach was a close contact of a confirmed case. Oh, he's now in isolation. COVID and the whole team's had to go and get tested. So, wow. I mean, are they going to be allowed to come down?
That's going to be interesting. Well,
show the Knights. Lock them in.
All right. Might just be a win by forfeit at that rate.
Historically, the same rules don't apply, so I'd say the game's going to go ahead.
As per tradition, we'll just check back in with Tim. You still good with the Roosters?
Mate, that'd be a cold day in hell.
The Tigers are specials against the Bunnies, mate. Right. You sure you don't want to take them?
The Bunnies are going to destroy the Tigers. That's all over.
Thank you, legends.
Thank you.